Hello, I'm Mike Clark, Director of the MRC Hub for Trials Methodology Research, based at Queen's University in Belfast, Northern Ireland. And as part of this collection of podcasts for Trials Change Lives, I'm going to introduce you to the idea of SWOTs as a way to improve the quality of trials. Clinical trials have answered many important questions in health and social care over recent decades, improving the lives of countless millions of people, and will continue to do so into the future. However, just as uncertainties remain about the effects of interventions to improve health, we also have uncertainties about how best to do these trials. What's the best way to choose what to test in the trial? How should patients and the public be involved in our aspects of the research? And how can we encourage more people to help with this? When a trial's up and running, we need to know the best ways to recruit participants, measure outcomes, analyse the data and report the findings. We also need to make sure that we make best use of other evidence by using systematic reviews before, during and after the trial. This brings me to SWOTs, which in this context means studies within a trial. These are relatively simple pieces of research that would allow trialists to investigate different ways of doing trials, perhaps comparing various methods or observing and measuring how things are done. With funding from the All Ireland Hub and the MRC Network of Hubs for Trials Methodology Research, we're building a collection of designs that researchers might adopt or adapt and embed within their studies. Then, by reporting and sharing their findings, the evidence base will build up, identifying the best ways to do things in future trials. Dozens of ideas are coming in from around the world and across health and social care. We'll keep adding to these and encouraging people to pick up and do a SWOT. Several SWOTs are already planned, ongoing, or have already been done. For example, on rekindling enthusiasm across sites in a multi-centre trial, different types of letter to invite people to join a new study, and alternative ways to give people a lengthy questionnaire to complete. New suggestions are always welcome, and these can be sent to me at m.clark@qub.ac.uk. Together we can improve the quality of research and help ensure that trials continue to change lives.